Now, what will happen to your digital soul when you die? The online record of our relationships, interests and beliefs that those of us who use the internet end up leaving. Do you want, for example, your Facebook page and Twitter or Flickr accounts saved for your great-grandchildren to look at? Or would you rather those moments were deleted? Your online legacy is the subject of great debate at the moment, with one group, the preservationists, arguing that these photos, opinions and posts are too precious to our families and perhaps even as historical documents to be entrusted to the websites that currently hold on to them. Shumit Paul Chowdhury, online editor for The New Scientist, puts their point across.
Well, the argument of the preservationists essentially is that we are entrusting a great deal of sensitive or personal or historic information to companies who, you know, throughout recent history at least, have not necessarily proven to be the best stewards of that kind of information, either because, you know, their business models change, they don't want to keep it anymore, or they might just go out of business altogether, as many of the kind of dot-com companies did around the turn of the century. So if you're entrusting information that you consider to be important to that, those kinds of companies, they don't necessarily have the same kind of obligation to maintain them as that you would like. And that therefore means that it's not really in safe hands. I mean, you're entrusting potentially valuable or, you know, valuable at least of sentimental value, if not of historical financial value, to entities that don't really care about you personally.
They have a point, don't they, these preservationists? I mean, where would the world be if the letters of St. Paul and Darwin, for example, had been emails instead, or Anne Frank's diaries had been updates on Facebook, and we relied on those companies to keep them and preserve them for us?
Well, quite. I mean, they do certainly have a point. I mean, that kind of information is potentially at risk. I mean, of course, you could say that historically that sort of information would have been at risk as well. I mean, paper documents are fragile and easily lost or damaged and destroyed. So there is a point there. I think the question really is whether, you know, all of the information that all of us now share online should be subject to that sort of scrutiny, or, you know, the degree to which we should be able to specify what kind of endurance it should have is, I think, a bit more of an open question.
And what about the argument of the deletists? Because after all, many of the emails and updates that we all write these days are, well, they're a bit mundane, they're a bit flighty, aren't they? We don't really need to keep them.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are mundane. I mean, it's hard to know whether those sorts of things might be of interest to, you know, to our descendants or to future sociologists or historians. I mean, you know, historians today spend a lot of time trying to find the relatively scarce information about how ordinary people did ordinary things in the past. So those things may be more important than we think. But the deletionists, I mean, if their argument, I think, is we simply